But right now, we have a phone number for a guy who used to play this event. He's not really playing any events these days. Let's call Tiger Woods. A phone number for Tiger Woods. Let's just...
You got that in there, dial Jared? It up?
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. Burling, burling, burling.
Hello?
Jesus.
Hang on, hang on. Just act like it didn't happen.
Hello?
Yes, could we speak to Tiger Woods, please?
Oh, hi, Muser.
Hey, Tiger, it's the Musers.
I remember you guys from the other phone call.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I just sit around playing a lot of Xbox. That's about it.
Yeah.
My two favorite pastimes are playing Xbox and losing hair. I'm almost completely bald now.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
But I've let it grow out on the sides. I kind of have a Ron Washington look right now.
No, I saw you earlier this week. You actually hit a couple of shots at Congressional. It didn't go very well.
Yeah. Sliced one, duck hooked the other.
They did go in the water, but yeah. So your game's not your game's not in very good shape right now, I don't guess.
No, but that's okay. I really hate golf. So
oh no, Tiger, that's horrible.
We mutually hate each other, me and golf.
So are we going to see you playing again anytime soon in an actual tournament?
You know, I actually wish that I was playing this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because I miss Byron.
Yeah, he was a great man.
We used to have so much fun together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We used to go to all the clubs, riding low in his 5.0, pulling gats on people, selling black market cigarettes for drug money.
What?
He was my best friend.
I don't think he participated in, or you didn't either.
I used to dominate his tournament.
Mm-hmm. You were pretty good here.
That's back when I knew how to play golf. Now I 5-putt at Malibu Speed Zone.
Oh, no.
I mean, I suck hard.
Well, you know what happens to all great athletes.
Yep.
Yeah, and golf's really gone downhill since I haven't really been dominating.
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's still some stories out there.
Speaking of stories, I'm so tired of Jordan this and Jordan that.
He's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good, George. I saw that he missed the cut last week.
Yes, he did. He did.
He's 22, and he's missed 20 cuts.
Yeah.
I'm 40, and I only missed 19. Scoreboard. Scoreboard.
Okay. You do have him there.
Hey, Spieth, there's only one Jordan in sports, and it's not you.
Whoa.
You ever heard of a guy called Leroy Jordan?
A couple others.
I saw where Jordan signed Jordan Spieth, I'm talking about, signed a $100 million Under Armour deal, something like that.
Right.
Guess what, Jordan? I'm worth $700 million, and that's after a divorce.
You have scoreboard?
Scoreboard.
Yeah, scoreboard again.
Scoreboard. Speaking of divorce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how I miss my Elon.
Oh,
that's too bad.
Sad.
When I sailed into that fire hydrant trying to escape her domestic violence, I started suspecting that things were going wrong in our marriage.
Yeah.
But that's okay. She's moved on, and I moved on, and then the one I moved on to moved on, and
a lot of moving on.
Yeah, you know who I miss? Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah, I thought you two were a good couple.
I know we were a great couple, but I have to confess I didn't behave appropriately.
Oh no.
She broke up with me when I asked her for a kiss.
What? I don't think that's why.
Still to this day, George, the furthest I've gotten with a girl is second base.
But you have two kids.
Is second base when you honk the boobs over her parka? No, the furthest I've been.
Not quite. That's like getting caught between first and second.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Got into a throw out. What is it?
Run down.
Yeah. Pickle. Yeah.
Showdown.
You're a golfer, not a baseball
pitcher's
player.
Pitcher's duel. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, you got into a pitcher's duel.
Well, we hope you get your game going. We'd like to see you back on tour.
At least Elon would let me kiss her on the mouth on my birthday. I'd love to be back on tour, but, you know, I really haven't been the same since I started switching up golf coaches and all that sort of thing. That's when it really went downhill for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know who my first coach was?
Mm-hmm. You know what? We're almost time for the...
The bloated black orca Santa Claus that was fighting in Korea so hard that he got triple hornied up, and he had to track down a blow-darted Vietnamese ladyboy who was middle smirching out her egg so he could drag her unconscious lady body up a mountain to make love to her in a reverse cowgirl ancient love ritual to placate the Egyptian sun god of death so that he would make her become baby pregnant. 9 months later, she was required to squat down in sand dune and open up her earthworm-shaped colon so that she could IBS out a golf savior that would give Phil hell on Sunday.
Your mom was a ladyboy?
He says hi.
Well, tell him hi as well.
Dad and his memory and all that.
I do. Let's all keep the memory of him alive.
Okay.
And, of course, I'm speaking of my dad.
Yes, we heard.
The blow back orchestra.
Yeah, we heard.
They got trouble running up and had dragged down a low-dart Vietnamese lady boy who was middle searching out her egg so hard he could drag her out into the lane.
There goes Fake Tiger.